partner for KPMG NZ. Congratulations, Kapua, on your appointment. Me tuku mihi ki a koe. Thanks very much for joining us here this afternoon on Irirangi Wāte. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Claudette. Ara hoki ki a koutou e whakarongo mai nei. Lovely to be with you again online. And yeah, yes. I'm excited.
Fantastic. Congratulations on your appointment. KPMG, firstly. KPMG, huge organisation. It's a global organisation. And you are a partner, KPMG NZ. So, wow, times 10. What are you doing there? What's your role?
So I'm in the consultancy service, so helping them to provide consultancy services to governments in particular. And a lot of this is driven around, well, my appointment, I believe, is around the need to strengthen the ability of organisations like KPMG to understand how to provide proper engagement around kaupapa Māori, how to inject treaty-based solutions into everything they do, not just into Māori contracts. So that's the genesis of the role that I have here, and I'm really looking forward to starting here. They have an awesome Māori team anyway. There's some wonderful Māori who've been working here for a long time, so really I'm just a new addition and looking forward to getting stuck in.
It is true that KPMG, they have been working in the te ao Māori space and looking and seeing, you know, implementing te tiriti into their work stream. It is very, very true. Although the environment has changed exponentially, and that's thanks to a lot of advocacy by Māori and how they want to be partnering, how they want to be partnered and how they want to conduct business and how they want to see governance. And so I suppose your role is just another indication or nod to how Māori are driving the environment.
Absolutely. I see this role as the product of a long line of Māori advocates over many years who have worked to get not KPMG in particular, but, you know, people like the government to provide Māori solutions as part of the core offering they do across the board. And I think in the last couple of years, you can see there has been some real momentum around that. And again, I go back to the fact that I see my role as a reflection of that change and that need now filtering out beyond just what's happening in government to the business sector as well.
And I suppose we're also seeing a move away from, I just spoke with Daniela Albert from Internet NZ. It's taken them 27 years to get a Māori design group. Previously, Internet NZ had an advisory group. We're moving away from those advisory groups. They are very much last decade. And we are now going into the design, the implementation, the, you know, the establishment of by Māori for Māori, by Māori for Māori in a treaty partnership space. That's also what KPMG is doing here as well too, are they not?
Well, this is what the job will be, is how do you do that as an organisation such as KPMG? Because the treaty partner is Tangata Whenua and the Crown. So I see my role very much as being a connector, an educator, a supporter to enable that conversation to happen. It's exciting times.
So KPMG, as I said earlier, they are an internet, you know, a global company. What is their track record like with other Indigenous peoples around the world?
So I'm not sure about the global context in terms of their relationships with Indigenous people, but I know that here in New Zealand, KPMG, as I've mentioned, have had a strong set of Māori staff for quite a while and have worked to support Māori organisations in their professional capacity for a long time. So I'm really pleased to be joining it and expanding it. And actually, once I've got my legs under the desk properly, so to speak, I'll be looking at how we're supporting Indigenous people worldwide. But I think KPMG, one of the things that attracted me to them was their commitment to creating impact for our communities. And when I came here and I did my interviews for the job, I was very clear that, you know, my purpose is to support whānau, hapū, iwi. And I was looking for a job which enabled me to do that. And they were able to say, well, hey, look, we're purpose-driven. We want to help. Our name. So,
So are they expecting you then to bring forward what the definition of impact is? So you want to make an impact, they want to make an impact, but they're actually going to wait for you to define what that actually means for them.
My personal view is it's up for Māori to define what a Māori impact looks like. So as I said earlier, I see my role very much as being a facilitator of a process to identify what that is and ensure that the advice we're giving, the processes we're designing, you know, the service we're providing, all incorporates those aspirations of our whānau, hapū, and iwi within them. So I'm very clear about where I think who defines outcomes for Māori comes from, and that's the perspective I'm bringing into this organisation. So for me, it really is about co-designing or empowering tangata whenua to be the treaty partner rather than saying I'm here to do that on behalf of everyone.
In your previous role in the energy sector, you were working on sustainability. That would be something that you can transfer with in this position as well too, could you not?
Yeah, and actually when I was working in sustainability, I always used to tell people I consider it kaupapa Māori for a mainstream audience. It's just about thinking in a Māori way where the environment is as important as people and recognising the coexistence between the two and your importance, the importance of treading lightly and not robbing from our future generations. So absolutely it's something that I bring into this mahi. I think for me, it's an exciting day for me, but I'm mostly mindful of and proud of being a kohanga kid, a kura kid, a Māori boarding school kid. I'm not a lawyer, I'm not an accountant, but I'm a specialist in being Māori, and I'm a specialist in sort of walking that line between te ao Māori and te ao Pākehā. And that's come from my experiences growing up, it's come from our whānau, it's come from everything I've learned from Māori activism, growing up in Auckland, and that's what I'm proud of, and that's what I'm hoping to bring to KPMG.
Great. So you do have a Māori, a Rōpū Māori in KPMG, but at the end of the day, when we see KPMG, it's a little bit like looking at the, you know, the letters PwC, you know, PricewaterhouseCoopers. There's still that Pākehā lot over there that, you know, kind of do stuff to us, you know. And even though you've got Rōpū Māori in there, there's still that hesitancy around trust.
Yeah. And I will say KPMG already in the last sort of 8 hours that I've been on the job instilled that trust, building trust is number one. And for me, that's really important too, my personal integrity. You know, I'm part of our Māori communities. I live and die. I've got to be buried on a marae and people got to come to my tangi one day. This is my home. This is my whānau. I would not put our people at risk. And I see my job very much as about building trust, which means delivering. It means doing the right thing by our whānau. It means being authentic and honest and not pretending we're something we're not. And actually, KPMG have been very honest and open that they're at the start of this learning process. And I want to recognise they've made some other awesome appointments in the last little while as well. So it's not just me that's joining, although I'm joining at a partnership level, because I think they are really wanting to make an impact in this space, and it's exciting to be part of it.
I know that, you know, it's day one for you and, yes, feet under table and all of that, but is there something that you would like to achieve immediately, you know, as a short-term goal that you think actually there's something, there is a project or an initiative that KPMG can actually support in terms of what is happening whānau, hapū or iwi out there?
Well, I think, and one of the things that attracted me to this role, KPMG has the power to influence on a huge scale. They are a massive provider of services. So my aspiration is to support them to be a connector between kaupapa Māori solutions and organisations and those opportunities. So for the next little while, I'll be learning, I'll be listening, I'll be understanding how we do things, but ultimately designing a strategy for how we achieve that is what I'm aiming to do while I'm here.